Welcome to the Beam Soul Church of Christ online ministry.
This week's service is Advent 2025, Peace. Thank you to Ed, Rhonda, Barbara, Heather, Nimi, and Dawn for being involved. The scripture readings are Isaiah 9, 2-7, Micah 5, 2-5a, and Romans 1, 1-7. Happy birthday to Earl, Tabitha, Joanne, and Happy. Don't forget, our Christmas Eve candlelight service is coming up on Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel he promised beforehand for his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, we received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, in order to establish it with judgment, with justice, and from henceforth forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Some 2,000 years ago, those words were spoken and those words were written. Peace. And I suspect for the majority of people in the world, peace is what they really want. And I just want to spend a couple of scriptures today, spending some time with this, talking about at Christmas Advent, peace, how peace would come. As I said, I think last Sunday, when I grew up, we didn't know anything about Advent. We just knew Christmas. We didn't know anything else. But I've been studying Advent. It's beautiful. It's precious. It's something for each of us. Peace. And I believe, and I think most of us would believe, that the world wants peace. But it's not just wanting it. We must demonstrate peace, not just talk about it. And even before the birth of Jesus, the Psalms talked about peace. Psalm 29:11, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord bless his people with peace." Psalm 37, "But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity." In our Bible class on Sunday mornings, as we've gone through several of the books of the Old Testament, it was a difficult time for Israel, especially when they backed away from God and they saw all other nations who were growing, and yet they wanted nothing to do with God. They wanted everything to do with idols. But things had changed. The Lord gave them strength to bless the people of peace. No more wars. Peace. Won't it be wonderful? One day, there will be no more enemies, no more war. I hope that day will come very soon. The meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. And even today in this world, there are difficulties coming together as one. Psalm 37, consider the blameless, observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace. Someone says, I want peace. Then maybe we need to demonstrate peace. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. Future awaits those who seek peace. And then the wonderful book of Isaiah, one of my favorite books in the entire Bible. He says, and the lands are at rest and are at peace. Wasn't that wonderful? That's the way it was. But then things changed. God promises that one day all will be well. There will be peace throughout the nations. And we pray that that would happen soon. Again, in Isaiah, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Isaiah 52, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. So thousands of years ago, people wanted peace. Today, we want peace. And not just in this world, but for each of us. Peace. Am I troubled? How can I get peace? Am I worried? How can I get this peace? And it's not difficult. Maybe the circumstances are difficult, but it's not difficult to ask God peace. Many of us remember when our children were very, very, very young. They wake up in the middle of the night, wanted to be fed, and so forth. And finally, after the baby having the bottle and so forth, maybe holding your baby, cuddling your baby, pretty soon the whimper goes away. And there is this, baby's asleep. It's peace. It's rest. It's comfort. It's all given us by God. And so in Isaiah, he says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. And we have good news today, don't we? Those who promote peace are a delight and trustworthy. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 26. Those who promote peace are a delight and they are trustworthy. They want to teach people how to have peace, how to proclaim peace, how to experience peace. Matthew 5. Blessed are the peacemakers. Let's initiate peace. Let's demonstrate peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Who knew that we are children of God? Peace is part of all of that. And particularly at Christmas, we remember the peace that Jesus brings to us. From in his birth as a child to an adult who turned the world upside down with the demonstration of love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, all peacemakers. And James says, who is the wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. And then in verse 17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, just like Jesus. The peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, a good fruit in impartial and sincere peacemakers who sow peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Peace at Christmas, may it last all year. And that's the difficult thing. We can come together, share stories of peace, look at scriptures of peace, think about peace, but there's something missing. And what's often missing is, how can I help to bring peace? Then things are peaceful. In our world right now, there are several wars that are ongoing. That's part of somehow what the world has done, how Satan has turned things around. But at Christmas, we remember, no. The one of all things is Jesus. It's not just the toys. It's not just the candy. No. It's Jesus. The one who loves us. The one who knew us even before we were born. And that same God, that same Jesus, that same Holy Spirit, those angels that surround us all of the time. Peaceful, loving, kind. And there's a glory to it. Glory to God in the highest of heaven, and on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests. And now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. The Holy Spirit told him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah face to face. And there was a prophet called Anna. She was very old. Difficult to say that. She was elderly. She was very old. She had been a widow for 84 years. She never left the temple. But what she did, she worshiped night and day. She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. The child, Jesus, grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was with him. And then in Mark chapter 9, Jesus said, just flat out, be at peace. Be at peace with each other. Be at peace. Many wars have come and gone. It's horrible. So many lives have been lost. And yet we continue to pray that peace will come to all nations. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them. Imagine, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and the shepherds were terrified. I guess so. But the angel said, "Ha, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And that's true today. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. And then suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God. Imagine. And here's what they were saying. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on peace to those who favored rest. And then Mary. Ah, Mary, treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard, and they gave him the name Jesus. Now, let's face it, Christmas can be a challenging time, but the Apostle Paul helps us with peace. God is very present. Peace rests upon us if we allow it, if we receive it. But the peace that Jesus gives us strength. How can I get through this difficulty? There is peace. Apostle said, God give us peace. May we treasure the peace. May we demonstrate the peace. And not just peace, peace and love and all these other things. Now, some of you remember years ago, wonderful, wonderful preacher by the name of Billy Graham. And here's what he says. In summing up the superiority of the Christian life over all other ways of living, we cannot overlook the advantage that the Christian will have for all eternity. What a wonderful future and hope we are given. I know where I'm going, he said, and I have peace in my heart. And may that truly be said of us as well. His peace floods my heart and overwhelms my soul. The storm was raging. The sea was beating against the rocks in huge crashing waves. The lightning was flashing. The thunder was roaring. The wind was blowing. But the little bird was asleep in the crevice of the rock, its head serenely under its wing, sound asleep. That's peace. To be able to rest serenely, even in the middle of a storm. In Christ, we are relaxed and at peace. And if not, ask God for peace in the midst of storms. We have found peace over the years at last. Henry Van Dyke said of peace, with eager heart and will on fire, I strove to win my great desire. Peace shall be mine, I said. But life grew bitter in the barren strife. My soul was weary and my pride was wounded deep. To heaven I cried, God grant me peace or I must die. The stars glittered, no reply. Broken at last, I bowed my head, forgetting all myself, and said, whatever comes, this will be done. And in that very moment, peace was won. Carrie Landley spoke beautifully of peace. Peace is flowing like a river, flowing out of you and me, flowing out into the desert, setting all the captives free. The wonderful song, Peace, Perfect Peace, written by Edward Birksworth. Peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers, peace within. peace, perfect peace, by thronging duty's breast to do the will of Jesus. This is rest. Peace, perfect peace, with sorrow surging round on Jesus' bosom, not but calm if found. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know, and he is on the throne. Peace, perfect peace, death shadowing us and ours. Jesus has vanquished death and all its powers. It is enough. Earth's struggles soon shall cease, and Jesus' call to heaven. Peace, O perfect peace. The wonderful hymn attributed to St. Francis Assisi, Instrument of Peace. I think the majority of us know this. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood and to understand, to be loved. And as for love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And then lastly, the wonderful Mother Teresa. Here's what she says. Let us thank God for his gift of peace that reminds us that we've been created to live the peace, that Jesus became a man in all things except in sin. He proclaimed clearly that he had come to give the good news. The news was peace to all people of goodwill, something that we all want. Peace of the heart, our works of love, our works of peace. This Christmas season, may we radiate the peace of God. Eternal God, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn, but the sword of righteousness. No strength known, but the strength of love. May we be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace. Glory now and forevermore. Amen.
Thanks for watching. Have a good day.
The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked AMP, taken from the Amplified Bible, copyright 2015 by the Lockman Foundation. Used by permission, lockman.org. Scriptures marked NKJV, taken from the New King James Version, copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission, all rights reserved. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.